Righto, Juice. Massive weekend of footy. We need to touch base with a very good friend of ours. He's an award winner too, Australian Football Media Awards. Most outstanding special commentator, television match and program. Stop the one it. And only David King from Fox Footy. Kingy,
well
welcome.
Done, Kingy.
Thanks, boys. It shows you that the standard has really dropped off this year.
Not.
If I'm starting to collect some awards, there's problems around the place, I can tell you.
Slow and steady, mate. Slow and steady.
Was it an Emmy speech? Did you like do an Emmy's type speech?
He's get wound up.
No, I gave it the Hightower style. Just get up and say thanks and walk off.
Did you thank the good Lord?
I thanked all my bosses.
Yes.
We're out of contract at the moment, so you just got to make sure that you keep everyone happy.
We're going through this.
Well, on that note, King, you will say Fox Footy has every qualifying elimination semi and prelim final live in HD with no ad breaks.
They're a good organisation, Fox Footy.
Channel 504 on Foxtel. We love them dearly. Now, Kingy, let's talk about these prelims, starting with prelim one. Friday night, Collingwood taking on Richmond. It's mini-me versus the actual senior figure. This is going to be a cracking contest.
And this will be a lot closer than what people are giving it credit for. I know Richmond are the best team in the competition over the last 18 months, but their last 2 to 3 weeks, have they been as dominant as we sort of give them credit for? I know they've got a great brand of footy. Their back line is in sensational form, led by Alex Rance and Dylan Grimes. But the Pies have got the artillery to really trouble them. They do. I think their forward line is quite brilliant at times. They really should have had a smashing of the Giants last week. They should have won that by 10 goals. And I just think their midfield, side-bottom in great form. Phillips is a wild card through this final series. Pendlebury's just looming large. I think this will be an absolute nail-biter.
Does Mason Cox just have to play a little bit better than he's been going? Dugowie, obviously the go-to man, is a star. He's a game-breaker. But they just need that sort of varied effort up forward to be able to really trouble him, I reckon, Kingy.
Wouldn't it rattle the Tigers if Mason happened to clunk a couple early on Alex Rance? And that's what you're talking about. You need something outside the norm to change the course of this season. And Mason's got it in him. He was pretty good last week. I rode him pretty hard after a poor performance first up, but he was very good. He was very good last weekend.
Kingy, Dusty Martin, definitely play, won't he? Because obviously we're hearing a lot of, intel that he may be doubtful, but your intel is pretty good.
He'll play. There's no doubt about the fact that he'll play, but he's severely impacted. Yeah. And that's the point we made during the week. He's got limited range of movement in that right knee. I mean, you guys have had it before when you get that fluid build-up in the knee. It can cause problems with your ability to cut, change direction. You know, he's a powerful player. Does it impact his ability to hold his spot in a marking contest? I'm not sure. And I guess that's what we're looking to see. And I think Goltak's a great matchup for him in the goal square. I think he'll play a lot more forward this week.
Yeah.
I'd be putting your best defender on Dustin Martin when he goes forward, because he's the man who could separate the game.
Kingy, irresponsible of Neil Baum to be throwing around the gags of the only way he won't play has been kidnapped. That's almost like a dare to Collingwood fans.
Yeah, not in Mexico.
Nathan Buckley jumped onto that. He said he might outsource that during the week. And I tell you what, they got a high volume supporter base.
Yeah,
that can manage to get that done. I'd be bunkering down if I was Dusty this week.
And is it true that Jake King is his personal security guard?
I'd love to see it at training. What are you doing here, King? Just looking after Dusty.
That's very good. Hey, mate, I don't think they invite Jake down too often. No. He brings a couple of guys.
He's got a few things
not
on.
So desirable.
Yeah, because his mates are probably the ones doing the job.
Hey, buddy, let's talk at the other game. How can Melbourne beat the West Coast Eagles over there at Optus Stadium?
Well, they're tough. I mean, Clayton Oliver, he expressed the breakfast, he's a beauty. And, Brayshaw's had a fantastic season. Jack Viney, the form that he's come back in after missing 8 weeks of footy and just hit the ground running in the last couple of weeks has set a bit of a standard. They've got the midfield to challenge them. I just worry about that back line. I just think Kennedy and Darling, Oscar McDonald, he worries me, Oscar. I just concerned that they've got too many guns. The West Coast Eagles, and it's hard to go over there and win.
And the other one, mate, and you know this better than me, but it's a different style of game, isn't it? The Eagles really measured, use the footy, like to kick and mark, whereas the Demons are that high energy, and everyone's trying to call it chaos footy. It's a bit better than that, but they love to go fast and really make you panic, a bit like Richmond.
Yeah, there really is only one speed with Melbourne's play, isn't it? It's frantic, it's flat out. It can have high volume of errors, and that's what they had last week. I mean, Hawthorn made them look a bit ordinary for patches of that final last Friday night. So I just think they're playing the West Coast. It's the same brand as Hawthorn, but with better talent.
Yeah.
And they've been doing it in Perth at that Optus Stadium so well this year. I'm a bit concerned. I've been 1A on the D's bandwagon all year, but the week off, Elliot Yeo and Jack Redden are just serious midfielders. Yeah. So there's a few concerns.
All right, mate. We can catch it all on Fox Footy as well. Loving your work. Keep it up. Congrats again on the award.
Well done,
we can't
wait to
see what we get for a grand final in 2018.
Yeah.
Possibly the best managed organisation in Foxville. Possibly the best managed organisation. Did I mention I'm out of contract?
Yeah, you did. See you, buddy.
Fox Footy's David King on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, 104.7 Triple M.